So welcome to the special of coffee. Wait a minute. Special Gamers with Coffee edition. Wait a minute. Yeah. You know, our podcast. We have a guest here. Her name is Evie. Hi. Say hi, Evie.
Hi.
And we're our driver, Clint. Say hi, Clint.
Hi, Clint.
Well, no, I meant say hi. Okay, so this is all about having fun. Gamers with Coffee are our special part.
And I'm already laughing.
Yes, that's okay. So now, what game did you want to talk about, Evie?
Minecraft.
What is Minecraft? Is it Minecraft? Or is it Minecraft?
No, Minecraft?
It's Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Okay. Minecraft, and so, yes. in this magical Minecraft, or craft, what do we do?
So, the main thing is, so, we mostly build and...
Ooh, like Legos? No? Okay, try again.
Sort of, but only it's like blocks. Not like Legos. And so you can pick different skins for your skin. And
you can skin your blocks.
So you can change how your character looks, right?
Your dad?
Uh-huh. Yeah, dad. Clint, sir. Sorry. Sorry, Papa. Anyways, I don't want to walk home. There's snow out there, sir.
I'll walk home. I have my snow gear.
So what happened today is Clint played hooky. I mean, he had responsibilities he had to take care of. Not that he would ever stay home for no reason, to maybe paint or something. Yeah. And then he brought Evie out to pick me up from work. Because somebody had to work. That would be me. The responsible one.
Because Dad didn't know he took day off.
Is that a little
violin playing My Heart Bleeds for You?
Oh my gosh. Anyways. Okay, Evie, so in this Minecraft world, what is it that you like about Minecraft? Because you can build things, right? But describe what you can build.
You can tame wolves and they protect you from mobs. Wait, not just any mobs, hostile mobs.
But what's a mob? If someone's listening, they don't know what is a mob.
A mob is like a type of animal person. That's what mostly a mob is.
So it's a generated non-player character, right, Clint?
NPCs. Sort of.
Yeah.
Some of them.
So they run around and they make funny noises. Like something like that. I know.
Explodey too.
Yeah.
Well,
those are the creepers.
Still a mob.
Okay, and so you can build things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like castles and bridges and all sorts of
stuff. Like I did Greg one for my imaginary world. I built him a castle.
Ooh, thank you. That's right. You told me you're building me. You didn't let Clint in there because he probably would have because you could put blow-up blocks and stuff in there, right? Like dynamite
blocks.
He
made his own house.
Oh.
Like a waterfall type house.
But I did blow up the ground.
Oh.
And then I blew up a bunch of ground, too.
Much easier to excavate that
so
way.
So the first thing I built in my imaginary world was my baby unicorn that I live in, which is kind of creepy, that I live in a unicorn, but inside of a unicorn, but...
Well, no, it's not. We have a pet unicorn at work. Nobody else can see him, but when he comes by my desk, I give him apples. Everybody else tells me I'm crazy, but I see it, Evie, all the time. He helps me get through work.
He's right, lying.
Clint?
We'll go with that, sure.
Okay. Well, if not, then who's eating the apples I take to work?
You don't want to know.
Oh, okay.
I think I know.
It's kind of like asking how the lemonade's made.
Yeah, well, I don't want...
Maybe his friends. I don't know. Maybe.
And so what else? So Evie, what's your favorite part about Minecraft?
You can build anything, and you can build dungeon, you can build mostly actually anything.
Like an amusement park.
So, Clint, have you built anything special in Minecraft?
An amusement park.
Yes, he actually has.
Oh, okay.
And that's true.
I haven't built an amusement park in my Minecraft.
Yep.
Maybe someday when we play
Even got a mob petting zoo.
There's this new update where...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're forest creepers. No, I actually got a gas behind glass blocks. It's funny.
Yeah, we're just...
It just floats there and makes weird noises.
Yeah.
So he's like, stuck.
If you're walking by and you don't know what's going on...
Go ahead, Evie. What are you saying?
So there's this new update where there's a new moth, which is a panda.
Oh, the panda update. Yes, I've seen that.
And it also has Have you fed the... So there's bamboo, too. I don't know if Greg has fed the panda to the
bamboo. You're having too much fun.
Wow.
The panda to the bamboo? The bamboo to the panda?
The bamboo fed the bamboo to the panda yet, but...
Can you tell us something?
That's an overpass sign.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not so sneaky flashy like that.
I don't know.
Aliens.
Yeah, sure.
And my most game that I usually play is mostly Minecraft.
It's mostly Minecraft.
Mostly.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Minecraft is about unicorns. No.
It's about living inside a unicorn.
Yeah. We could be wrong. It's probably better to, like, rent the game and see, but it's possible. Anyways, it's actually on a little bit of a... fun but serious though. It is pretty good. I mean, you could build quite a few things once you gotta relax, so you gotta have time to, like, let your imagination take over.
All the cool stuff you could do with it.
Yeah, I got lost in my Minecraft world. That was kind of sad.
I'm kind of sad that my mom, when she plays Minecraft, she gets nauseous about it. You can't stand. Or else then I would be playing with her.
Well, you're supposed to have fun when you play any games, so.
And I also play a racing game, and, well, sometimes I play this racing game, but.
Burnout Paradise City.
And I play Paradise City.
Okay,
yeah. And
well,
I play Trove.
Clint plays a racing game every day we go to work on the freeway.
Yeah, it's not
I'm pretty sure those lights, those streaks of light going past us are actually cars. Gesture in hyperspace because,
I think you're imagining things.
If you crash your car, you'll crash in real life.
Yes.
Yeah, if I crash the car in real life, that's bad.
That's a bad thing.
No, the game is real life, though. What if you crash your car in the game?
You die, considering how spectacular you crash your cars in that game.
So, somehow we went from the beautiful, peaceful world of unicorns and Minecraft to dying and crashing cars. I guess you can't say that we don't cover extremes on gaming, so...
Never played Burnout, that makes sense, but if you played Burnout, that's pretty much the game.
Burnout?
Yeah.
The old Burnout?
No, Burnout Paradise City is the newest one.
No. I haven't played that one, but I've played Burnout.
But it's the same, except, you know, Paradise City was for the 360...
Okay.
Tell you how new it is.
Well,
I'm sorry, they can't see the air quotes.
Yeah, they can't see the air quotes. You try it again, Clint. Let's see. Nope, I don't think anybody saw that.
I don't think anybody saw that either.
Tried. Huh, those people in the other car think you're trying to make a rabbit.
So,
please
never crash your car. Be safe.
Yes, especially bad weather.
Yes.
Better
or at least try your best not to.
Well, yes. We all try our best not to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Remember that time with the stapler? I can't get into that, but I tried. But I learned, you know, staples are not
you
necessarily
want
your best friend.
You want to staple your hand together?
No. Nope. But staples hurt.
Yep.
On to brighter subjects.
Yep.
Today I got out early. The sun is still out. Because my shift changed. Our shift changed.
So you didn't get out early. You got out on your new normal
time. And now Dad picks me up.
Well, there you go. Clint, take the thrill of it out.
Correct. Because that's how I roll.
That was 6, 10, or 20 sided dice, sir.
Wow.
You guys probably used a
D4,
to be honest.
Oh. If you roll a 1, you miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'd still be at work.
Thankfully, I outrolled that. So, Evie, did you like this podcast? Did you have fun?
Yes.
You did? Can you say it more enthusiastically? Say, yes, I had
yeah!
fun. Yeah, there you go. See? Would you like to be enthusiastic too, Clint?
No.
Oh. Jeez.
No, I use the enthusiasm. It's I'm so editing rude. Audio for D&D.
Oh.
It's all gone now.
Yeah, he's playing with editing his Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game, which he'll be putting up soon. Yeah. So you're going to do it in sections, though, right?
Sir? Yeah, I'm going to break it into 45-minute episodes with just a little recap at the beginning of each episode. And try to ideally once do one a week. Oh, I forgot how to like drive in traffic with other people. It sucks.
All that, yeah, because now we're getting off in time to...
Yeah, to have everyone driving and driving stupidly at that, like this van that almost clipped us.
But, all right, so
yeah,
look...
Ideally, I want to do one every week, one new 45-minute-ish episode, and re-listening to the audio over and over again, and my wife and Ivory's interaction, yeah, we're going to mention Ivory, because it's hilarious. You will laugh at their interaction. I was laughing. It was a lot of fun. I can really tell this time around, both Ivory and my wife really like their characters and are really getting into it. Dave is his usual kind of sarcastic, cynical self, so it's kind of fun. But
well,
he is Little Red Riding Hood, so.
Okay, that should be interesting then.
Yeah. It actually.
So you're going to put these up in episodes and label them for the Dungeons & Dragons role playing.
Yeah,
so
I'll probably do it as D&D 5e and then whatever campaign and then episode 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. Similar to what we're doing with the commute, but it'll be a little more specific.
Dad, do you mean a YouTube channel?
No. No, our Podbean channel, our podcast channel, you mean?
Yeah.
Because there's no video. It's all audio.
You talk. That's why it's called a podcast.
Remember when I was recording our gameplay the other Saturday?
Yep.
For 3 hours? That's what I'm putting up after I clean it up a little.
Okay.
All right, so you guys, you guys look for those. You can go around the line too if you want there, Clint.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't make no difference. You can go around and
turn around. Yeah, I keep forgetting how
check out
busy it gets up here at this time.
Well, we're used to getting off much later. Now we're getting off in the middle of everybody's traffic.
Coming this way that often.
However, so you guys look for those podcasts that'll start popping up. There's going to be more videos popping up too. Now there's at least 3 there now. I got 3 or 4 that have been made, so they're going to start coming up on the YouTube channel. Again, please, you know, share this. Let other people know. Send us your ideas. And
I tell my friends.
Yeah, join our little Facebook group, Chit Chat. Well, that's pretty active, actually. So everybody.
And I told my friends about this.
Yes, she did.
All right, Evie, you can. They can go ahead and sign up. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to listen to us goofballs. That's all, I think. Do you have anything to say there, Evie? What?
The Yukon just cut the Sierra off. Didn't even signal. She just cut in front of him. He let her in because he was paying attention and no one was moving. But she literally just from behind us just cut over in the lane right in front of him, cut him off.
Yeah, it's
just
people driving.
Yeah,
that's the fun part about being in a car. So, do you have any last words you want to say on your podcast here, Evie? Since you are our guest today.
Yes.
Okay.
So I got a new Minecraft world, which is
You did what?
I have a new Minecraft world.
Okay.
And it is really fun. It's called Happy Family.
Ah, nice. All right. Well, you could be a guest again if you'd like, Evie. We'll have to get you on this channel again.
Yes.
Any words you'd like to say, Clint? We covered your D&D thing you're going to do. And
I've got it until our next commute episode, I'm sure.
Right, son.
All right. I'm going to count down, Evie. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, then we're going to say goodbye to everybody, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't scream pink fluffy unicorns. Just say goodbye. Okay. 3. Wait for it. You're laughing too soon now. Okay. Calm down. Ready? We're going to try again. Now, don't laugh.
Okay.
3. Are you laughing?
No.
2. 1. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, pink fluffy unicorns.
Till the next time, people. Goodbye.